100 Plays. Over 2,000 years ago, Chinese farmers had a problem. Even though they were very industrious, the weather became too cold outside to plant rice. So, what did they do? Since they had so much free time during the long, cold winters, the inventive farmers were very resourceful and started performing tricks to entertain themselves. They used their farm tools and anything they could find to make their tricks more spectacular and full of energy. They even twisted their bodies into abnormal shapes and performed awesome jumps. Over time, they became great acrobats, and their art form came to be known as 100 Plays. 100 Plays involves doing many kinds of tricks. For example, in Mandarin-speaking parts of China, performers do the lion dance. They wear costumes and mimic the animal's movements. Early performers also did tricks on ropes and vines that were high above the ground. Even though the acrobats' fluid movements may have looked easy, they took a lot of practice and required great technical skill. Learning 100 plays is a communal event. A veteran of the acrobatic arts usually teaches younger people in the village. They spend a lot of time rehearsing. The young performers also learn an old philosophy. The teachings help them harmonize the sensory aspects of acrobatics with the mental aspects. In other words, it teaches them to use their physical and mental strength together. Since the art has its origins with poor farmers, rich people used to scorn the acrobats. They thought acrobats were villains who just wanted to trick them. But later, their misguided opinions changed. Acrobats came to be respected in Chinese society. They were invited to perform in metropolitan areas as well as in small villages, and they performed for important people. Arts advocacy groups convinced the government to support Chinese acrobatics. As a result, there is now a statute that made several villages the center of training future acrobats.